Okay, good morning everyone. So here we are, after being prompted many times, have an excellent ready to go. Cool, so I'm sure my nerves will settle as we get into this a little bit, so stay with me. Okay, got a bit of a throat thing, so hopefully voice holds out. We'll see how we go.
Got some water there, James.
Cool. Okay. Okay, so today I wanted to talk a little bit about charity, or agape love. Topics covered quite a lot, so probably a good one for a first excerpt. Okay, so I want to start out by looking at a few examples of where charity is used. Then we want to gain a rough understanding of what it means, and then from there we can break it down into different aspects and look at bits from Jesus and Paul, and maybe draw some ideas of how we can show charity in our lives. Okay, so let's start by reading from Romans 8, and we'll come in at verse 35. Okay. Who shall separate us from the charity of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or travail, or sword? And if we move down to 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the charity of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So what does this tell us about charity? Well, I think it would be fair to say that in its best form, charity or love is something that can be given unconditionally, even if the target of that charity does not deserve it or chooses to ignore it. Okay, so let's hold that thought for now, and let's move on to the first three verses of 1 Corinthians 13. Let's turn that up. Okay, so starting at verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Let's back it up just a little bit. Okay, so this 1 Corinthians 13 would have been a good verse to have for a reading, but as an old trick I learned in high school, by putting it into my toolkit, I can sort of pad it up and give it a bit of extra length. So we'll see how we go. Cool, and the other reason, of course, it'll be fresh in our minds if we read it now. Okay. So, starting at verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have prophecies and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so as to move mountains, and do not have charity, I am nothing. And though I give all my goods to feed the poor, and though I deliver my body to be burned, and have not charity, I am profited nothing. Okay, so in this instance, what does Paul mean when he speaks of charity or love? Well, if we take a simple assessment of the three verses, I think it'd be fair to say that in verse 1, charity is not speaking in tongues, it's not prophecy, it's not Bible knowledge, obviously, nor is it faith. And verse 3, we can see from the way that charity is used that Paul seems to be saying charity is not. Well, it's not even selling our goods to feed the poor, nor is it giving our body to be consumed. But hang on a minute. If we sell our goods to feed the poor, surely that is a display of charity? Well, yes it is, but it's only a part of it. I'm sure we've all heard before in some way or another, but like we read in Romans 8 earlier, in essence, charity means to unconditionally care for, or, as some people like to put it, it's a self-sacrificing love. Okay, so if we're to care for the needs of others, what exactly are those needs, and how should we be caring for them? Okay, some of you, maybe Carrie, Kirsten, have heard of the health triangle. No? Okay. So typically it's used in health and educational institutions, something I picked up in high school. And basically, it categorizes a an individual's life into three parts. And if we meet those three parts, ideally we'd be fairly healthy. So these parts are labelled physical, social, and mental health. So it roughly sums up most aspects of life. So I'd like to take a look at each of these aspects and draw some lessons on how we can apply charity to each of them. And we can call it the charity triangle. Okay, so quick summary of what each of these aspects means. Pardon me. So first up is social health. It deals with the way we interact with people within our environment. Sometimes it's called chemical health, for the reason that because when we are in a good situation, our body releases helpful chemicals. And the same again, we're in a negative situation, our body releases different chemicals. So in essence, pardon me. In essence, good social health is that we can feel supported, have the ability to share our success and worries, and it's a good one. Sometimes it's not even about talking. As a good example, many of you will know Joan. She really appreciated visitors, but the thing about it was that you didn't even have to say anything. Vic will know this one very well. At times, she didn't even want you to say anything at all. She preferred it if you didn't say anything. She just wanted you to sit in and be there. So anyone can provide social charity. Often it comes best from friends, family, and in our lives, support from each other. And it really helps us to feel supported and build self-esteem. All right, the next side of the triangle is physical health. This deals with our ability to function. Normally the main focus is healthy eating, being fit, and just staying clean. But in its rawest form, physical health means that we have the essentials of life. Things like food, water, and shelter. And finally, mental health. It deals with how we think, feel, and cope with daily life. It's our state of inner well-being. Okay, now that we've got a rough idea of what each side of the triangle means, let's see how we can maybe apply it. How we can apply charity to it. Okay, so running in the same order, if we start with social health. How can we show social charity? Well, it's not an easy thing to pin down. There's a lot about it, and there's no real answer. However, let's take a look at a small example of social charity. Okay, well, let's take a look at two examples, but starting with a small one. Cool, so a really, really basic one. A lot of you have been showing it to me all morning this morning. Social charity, it's something it's easy to do. We can do it every day. It doesn't take any time. It doesn't cost us anything. And yeah, a smile or word of encouragement. It goes a long way. So I normally get a nice reminder of a smile every day on the way home from work. Not to work, I'm a little bit groggy then, but I'll be driving along and all of a sudden you see a smile from someone going past in the other direction and it's sort of get a grin on your face. Sure enough, the next person that goes past you, you sort of see them out the corner of your eye, they smile too. Doesn't always happen, but it's still good. Okay, so sometimes we don't really have a reason to smile and hey, that's alright. But if we take a look at, well don't need to turn up, but Proverbs 16 sums it up quite nicely. Coming in at the end of verse 20. Happy is he who trusts in the Lord. Being happy is always a good reason to smile. So whenever possible, throw on a smile. Okay, so that was a basic example. Let's look at something slightly more in depth, and we'll move on to physical health. Okay, so reading from, let's turn it up, James 1, verse 27. Okay, so it reads there, pure religion and undefiled before God is this, to visit orphans and widows in their afflictions. So this act of visiting people in their affliction, it's a massive social charity. And if we take the idea behind the phrase, not only applies to widows and orphans, but to anyone who we know who is afflicted and has no one to turn to for social support, and it's something we can grant. We'll leave it with those two for now, for social charity. Again, it's quite a big area. Okay, let's move on to physical charity, or physical health. This one isn't so obvious in New Zealand with our welfare system and the like. The majority of people are fed, clothed, and have somewhere to sleep. So it's only in rare cases that we need to show this sort of support. Now, that is needed, but it's rare. Okay. So with that being said, though, if we look further abroad, we know there are many, many millions in the world who are starving or just lack the necessities of life. And that's where we can show physical charity. And if we had to pick one of the most important aspects of this health triangle, we could almost say it was physical charity, because without physical charity, without a full belly, there's no point having social or mental charity. It just doesn't mean anything. Okay. So, moving on to our third and final aspect of the health triangle. This is mental health. As mentioned earlier, this is how we think, feel, and cope. So how can we show mental charity to another person? Well, as we have seen with social charity, it means to encourage and spend time with the person. Physical charity is caring for physical needs. So mental charity, the act of caring for a person's inner well-being. How do we do that? Well, it's a bit trickier. So, sure, we try and give a person a talk to listen to, maybe some reading material, but really, does that help when someone's in need? So, not so much. So really, the simple answer is that we can't really give good mental charity, can we? Or at least not like we can give social time or physical help. So what do we do? How do we give our thoughts of good mental well-being to another person? Well, let's take an example from Jesus. Let's have a look at Luke 22, verse 31. Okay, so, starting off. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired you that he may test you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And when you are turned away, you may strengthen your brothers. Okay, so hold that thought. And let's turn over to James 5, verse 15. Okay, and here we read, the prayer of the faithful will cure the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed any sin, it will be forgiven him. Confess your faults to one another, and pray for each other, so that you all may be healed. The prayer of a righteous is full of power and achieves much. So, what exactly is it that achieves much? Yeah, it's prayer. If we can't give mental, well, we can't give mental charity, but God can. And praying for others is probably the greatest means of which we can do this. So, as a support that we can provide daily, there are often many reasons why it's hard to provide social or physical charity, but mental charity, we can do it anytime, anywhere. Now, obviously, we don't say that to mean that we don't provide the other two aspects, physical and social charity. Mental charity there is the ultimate form of agape love, really. It's that displaying of mental charity. Okay. How are we doing for time? So, maybe like my prayers and exhortations are famously short. So, drawing everything into a conclusion then, charity or agape love. It's a showing of self-sacrificial love. Maybe just as well we're short. self-sacrificial support to others' physical, social, and mental aspects. We all have the ability to show charity to others, regardless of areas, and in at least one of the areas we can do this. So I did just want to add a quick thought on that topic. There are great ways we can give some real physical charity, physical need. And most of you have heard, like heard of groups like Agape in Action. Every so often we'll get a letter come through in the notices showing what they do and how we can help. There is great need around the world, and I really encourage you all, if you don't read these, to have a look next time. See what the call for aid is all about. Because even the tiniest bit of our support can go a long way. And we can clothe, teach, feed them, and so they can earn a living themselves. And in time, they will pass on that ability to other people. And our charity multiplies. It's a really good thing. So shortly we'll be remembering Jesus in the emblems, the man who has shown the greatest form of selfless charity. Is the best example we could hope for. So, over the coming week, just try and keep a nagging thought in the back of your minds that just as Jesus showed charity to us all, we should also strive to be charitable to others, show all aspects of charity where we can, physical, social, and mental charity. Thank you.
Thanks, James.